The latest campaign filings show that State Senator Ed Murray is outpacing incumbent Mayor Mike McGinn in contributions for the Seattle mayor's race. But at a campaign forum last night, Murray seemed anxious to escape any criticism of being the big money candidate. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The topic at the latest Seattle Mayor's Forum was the city's life science industry. But while discussing the importance of venture capital for biotech startups, State Senator Ed Murray abruptly switched gears to discuss contributions to his own campaign.
And, you know, some of you out there have actually written me $700 checks.
Murray went on to say that his opponent, incumbent Mayor Mike McGinn, is making fundraising appeals in which he casts a sinister tone on Murray's business support. Murray told the business crowd he welcomed their contributions as well as the union endorsements he's received.
But I'm not going to play unions against business. I'm happy that you were willing to write checks to me, and I don't think you should be stigmatized as those people.
Which invited McGinn to make his point again.
You should be happy. You've raised quite a bit of money from downtown businesses.
As have you. Exactly the same amount. Actually.
While Murray responded that McGinn, too, had reaped contributions from business groups, reports to the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission show Murray with more business support. The Seattle Chamber of Commerce has contributed $52,000 to the independent group People for Ed Murray. The Washington Beverage Association has given that group $5,000. McGinn noted jokingly that the association includes both big-name cola companies.
Senator Murray's been talking a lot about money, and he's a uniter. I actually want to give him some credit. He's also managed to unite Coke and Pepsi as contributors to his campaign.
McGinn's independent support comes from labor unions. A union group funded by hotel and restaurant workers has contributed $50,000. Another $19,000 in union contributions has been reported by a group called Working Families for McGinn. All of these groups are working to support Murray or McGinn separately from the candidate's actual campaigns. According to the Elections Commission, Murray has raised almost $140,000 more than McGinn in direct campaign contributions so far. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.